to the Little Listener's Library. This time, I'm going to read a book called Five Bears by Catherine Rayner. So, are you ready? Let's go. Bear was quietly walking along, just being a bear. A nice bear, by all accounts, but a bear all the same. When Bear saw a bear! A bear he did not know.
"Are you looking at me?" asked Bear, suspiciously.
"Yes," answered the other bear. "I was. How do you do?"
"I'm fine," said Bear, warily. "Why are you talking to me?"
"No reason," said the other bear. "Just saying hello. Have a nice day."
The other bear walked on. Bear decided to follow. Two bears wandered along at different paces, thinking different thoughts and looking in different directions. When they met a bear!
"What do you want from me?" grunted the new bear.
First bear looked at the other bear.
"Nothing," they said. "We hope you have a nice day."
"Oh," said the grunty bear, looking a little embarrassed.
"Thank you, I will."
Three bears wandered along at different paces, thinking different thoughts, but now looking in the same direction, when they saw a bear, a very big bear.
"Go away," said the very big bear.
"Why?" said the three bears.
"I don't know you," said the very big bear.
"Okay then, well, good to meet you. Have a nice day," said the three bears, and they walked away. The very big bear watched them go. They seemed like friendly bears. The very big bear felt a little bit lonely and decided to follow. Four bears wandered along at different paces, but they were starting to think similar thoughts, and it was pleasant to be with other bears. And they were all looking in exactly the same direction when they saw a bear! A stuck bear up a very large tree.
"Leave me alone," growled the stuck bear. "I'm fine by myself."
But a stuck bear clearly needs help. Four bears stood together, looking up and thinking exactly the same thing. They talked, they planned, and they encouraged the stuck bear until, at last, they helped that bear down.
"Why did you help me?" said the unstuck bear.
"Some things are hard on your own." "Nothing more," said the four bears, as they calmly walked away. "Have a nice day." Unstuck Bear thought for a while.
then ran after them and said, "Wait, I've never actually spoken to another bear. I didn't know if I'd like other bears. I didn't know if they would like me." Unstuck Bear thought for a little longer, then said, "I didn't know if different bears could be friends. But you are all very different. Why are you together?" All the bears looked at each other. All the bears thought for a while. All the bears felt happier than they had in a long time. Then they all spoke at once, because actually it was simple. "We all just like each other." And five friends walked on together. They talked to one another. They laughed with one another. And they listened and they learned about one another. And they all had a very nice day. What a lovely story about making new friends. Even though each bear was very different, they still enjoyed being together and became the best of friends. I wonder if you can tell a grown-up who your friends are and what your friends like doing. I would love to hear all about it. Thank you for coming to the Little Listener's Library, and we'll see you again soon.